What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Kardashians Weekly here at AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to be back with the full panel, and we've got a lot to talk about. We're recapping tonight's episode titled Fan Friction. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. We're so excited to be back. We've got a lot to talk about. A lot happened in tonight's episode. A lot happened last week. Mm-hmm. Before we get started, we'd love to introduce ourselves. We are joined again by the full panel, starting with the lovely Shanti. Where can everyone find you on social media?
What's up, you guys? You can find me on... I need someone to tweet me tonight. Just one person. At Shanti Christina, or you can follow me on Instagram at Shanti _ Christina.
Hey guys, I'm excited to be back. I feel like I've been gone forever. That's just been a week. You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Kinwazi.
Hey everybody, it's Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. Yeah.
And his website.
And my website, HowardTheThird.com.
Howard was just out of it for a
second. I know.
Did I make you nervous?
You made me nervous. Getting while being back, celebrating her birthday a week after.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Well, thank you for the cupcakes, by the way. It was nice.
Oh, you and Kris Jenner. Shout out to you, Chris. Yes. Happy birthday, too.
And like Kendall's birthday, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's having
everyone's
their birthdays.
Team Scorpio, yay.
Yeah. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I know you guys are ready for it, so let's just jump right in. Let's get into some tea time.
What are we drinking today?
Today we actually have... I just have Coke, to be honest. I'm not
I'm
even going to front. I'm not even going to front.
What are we...
Water.
What are we... What tea are we drinking, Howard?
You know what? This is the new cherry tea. They're trying something new out. Okay. Cherry and a tea flavored. I don't know, but... Okay. You know, we'll see how it
goes. It's new on the market like last week, right?
Brand spanking new.
Okay, let's talk about this, you guys. Halloween happened. It was great. We had some amazing outfits from Kim. This is her full lineup of four looks. If you guys can explain to me who the first picture was of Kim there.
Aaliyah, yeah.
Okay, and what's her story? Like, I honestly, I don't know who that is.
Oh my gosh.
Dakota. The one in purple?
No, all the way to the left.
Aaliyah is like an old R&B pop star. She died in a plane crash a while ago, but she kind of paved the way for females in R&B.
Yeah.
Like, what's the main song that she did?
Try Again, yeah. Rock the Boat.
Yeah.
One in a million. There's so many.
There's so many.
Feel bad. I had no idea. Okay. I thought that was Kim being Kim.
I know. I was like, Kim just feeling festive tonight. But it did cause some backlash because if I remember correctly, she was portraying, obviously, this woman who was African-American. And she got a lot of hate for that. And then Kim said something like, well, I don't see color in my family. Or we don't. What'd she say? Something about we don't see color in my family. So she was saying like, we can all be whoever we want to be for Halloween.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's Halloween. It's like the one time where you can dress up as someone. She's dressing up as a pop star that she likes. What's the problem with it? Just because she doesn't have the same skin color?
Yeah, and it's not like she tried. Ridiculous. It's not like she tried to like make herself appear darker. She wasn't trying.
She was
just being Kim with the look of that girl. What's her name?
It's Aaliyah. It's almost like people just get mad about everything these days. Like, you can't do anything people getting, so sensitive.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of an eye roll for
me. Can you guys explain the other characters?
Okay.
Yes. Come on.
The second one is Madonna.
That's obvious.
And Courtney dressed up as Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yes. Courtney dressed up as Michael Jackson, so they went together as like a famous couple, and it was really funny.
That's cute.
It was cute. And then the third one is, of course, Cher, which Jonathan Chabon.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was
he
cute, too.
Up as Sonny,
is the last one Celine?
Selena.
Selena? Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, do we know who Selena is?
Yeah, obviously. I know who Selena is.
Okay.
I was worried that I didn't know who the first one was. Gin was like, who are these people?
Oh my god!
Foreign girl problems.
But Selena, the real Selena, did just receive her star on the Walk of Fame the other day.
She did.
Which
Yay.
Was really, really awesome.
It is. And her family was there.
Yeah.
It's great.
My friend was there and said that once they opened they cut the ribbon to let the general public in, that it was just a madhouse, and like she got trampled on, was knocked to the floor, and like kicked in the face.
Oh, wow.
And it was apparently my friend, one of my friends.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of crazy. Like, I guess it was an intense intense night. But I'm happy that she finally has a star, because she deserves a star on the Walk of Fame.
For sure.
Speaking of Halloween, let's talk about Chloe and Tristan's Halloween costumes from Game of Thrones. I was so excited that Tristan really like went all out and like
he's
was,
so hot. I know. And he's but, like big.
He's very big.
Look at that smile on your face, Shanti.
He's so tall and muscular. I like it.
He is.
But so, guys?
Something that me and Howard wanted to talk about. Chloe, where's the baby belly?
Where's the bump?
Because a lot of people have been saying that they have seen the baby bump. And one of, I think someone that I knew said that they saw the baby bump at a photo shoot or something. But this is not a baby bump.
No.
And this was just a few nights ago. So what's going on? Like, she's supposed to be pretty pregnant at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure that out.
What we were saying last week is, I feel like when, I don't know what month it is when you really start to show, but some days I feel like you look more pregnant than others. So,
but she does not look
pregnant. I know. She doesn't like at all. She does not at all.
Because, like, it's funny because I've seen photos recently where she's been wearing baggier things. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I can see the gradual, like, she's getting a little bigger. She's becoming pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But in this photo, I'm like, there's no, like, the waist is so tiny. It looks like she looked before these pregnancy rumors ever came
definitely
out.
Definitely looks snatched.
She's maybe snatched. It's photoshopped, or maybe she had a miscarriage. We never know.
Aww. I would really hope not, because I know she's wanted a child for so long, and that would honestly break my heart. But I really hope the best for the two. And then the next photo that I have to show is on Snapchat, Chloe called him daddy, which sparked rumors that he was, she said, that's daddy, and the whole child rumor.
No, I don't see that. I mean, girls just use that word sometimes, too.
Do you use that word, Yana?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, do you?
No.
Do you? No. Okay.
Howard?
No.
Some guys like it when you call them that. Honest, I don't use it. I don't use it. Not
you
yet.
Stuttered a little bit. You can tell us.
No, I don't. Totally kidding.
Do you, kidding.
Dakota? No.
I mean, my dad in my phone is under daddy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I can't do it. It's weird. I don't want to use daddy in a sexual term.
But wouldn't it be a little weird, though, if I called my girlfriend daddy?
Well, yeah, obviously.
No, it's mommy.
No one calls their girlfriend mommy.
Yes, they do.
What?
Some people do.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it so many times.
Hey, mommy.
I
mean, yeah.
If I said, hey, mommy, but, like, not mommy. No. Like, mommy, like,
No. You gotta have, like, a sexy voice when you're saying
it. Mommy.
Getting character. Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I will try it and get back to you guys.
But you know Khloe Kardashian says daddy to Tristan.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
And Kris Jenner recently said, like, no. Like, she was just calling him daddy in, like, a more sexual term.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he is going to be the daddy of the baby. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
That, mm-hmm. But, yeah, he
so
is.
So that's why everyone was thinking that she was, like, playing... Like,
I think it's both.
Maybe.
I think it's
a double meaning.
Double meaning.
The next thing I want to talk about was Kanye recently met up with Kim Kardashian at Nobu in Malibu on Friday night for sushi. But the thing is, Ye must have not been feeling the raw fish because he showed up with his own meal. He brought his own food to the dinner.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
I do not
so
believe
typical.
That.
That's Kanye.
I do not believe that.
No, it's for real. They have paparazzi
shots.
Nobu's
so good. Why would he get his own food?
He literally went somewhere else to get food and then brought it to eat it at Nobu with Kim.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't think that's okay. Like, famous or not, don't disrespect a restaurant like that.
Especially Nobu. Like, the food there is amazing.
It's delicious.
Wouldn't Kim be embarrassed? I'd be so embarrassed if my significant other... I would leave him right then and there. That is just not classy.
Well, you guys
it's
know...
It's not classy.
You guys know way if, like, you're... Like, you know what not to do around Ginwa, because if you bring some food to a restaurant that's not from that one, she's like, I'm out. This is the line. We're drawing it here.
Wait, did they let him eat the food there, or did they make him
it's
leave?
It's Kanye West. I'm sure they would. But if it's somebody else, I'm sure they probably
wouldn't.
Yeah, because
I'm like, I had a drunken night when I was younger, and I tried to bring something to a Denny's, and they made me leave. So
oh, my God. That's crazy.
And, but the Kardashians give Nobu so much business. Like, how many times have we seen Nobu on one of the Kardashian episodes? More than probably 10 times.
That's true.
But I need to know what meal is better than Nobu, that you need to bring it into Nobu and eat it.
Maybe
have you guys been?
Yes, it's so good.
Howard,
it's
let's good. Go. I've never been.
It's expensive, but it's good.
I believe
it's really good.
Okay, so how much are we talking, like, for an appetizer? How much?
You don't just go there for an appetizer.
Yeah, it's just everything.
Yes, well, get why. You must have no. You don't just go there for an appetizer. You have to get the full meal or you leave.
Exactly. You gotta get the black cod.
If you're a guy and you show up and only get like an appetizer, no,
I'm out.
She's out.
You must say, you need to feed me.
Absolutely.
I need the full course meal.
Exactly. I need a dinner full and table. Yeah.
It's the kind of thing where, like, if you go, you're going to want to splurge and try stuff. Uh-huh. So you can't just order one thing and get the experience.
Yeah. What did you have there?
I don't remember. We had black cod, like tuna. It was a long fish. Time ago. You have fish. Oh. Fish. And then it was
steak.
My girlfriend's
the
birthday.
Steak is so good.
Ooh, I didn't get that.
I would have
steak. The Wagyu steak, the Kobe,
I didn't get
Kobe
that.
Beef.
Oh my God.
So good.
Good. Okay,
we are so hungry.
We're going to go as a panel, and then we'll let you guys know how it is. We're going to take photos. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. We'll see Kim there. Kanye will be in the corner eating his own meal. It's going to be great. So the next thing I want to talk about, this made my entire life. This interview between Kim Kardashian and Jennifer Lawrence.
I love
Jennifer.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Jennifer basically took over for Kimmel as I guess he wasn't available that day, or I guess he was gone. And Jennifer had the most amazing questions that she asked. That is what we all wanted to know. She asked, "What do you think of Black China?" Like asking her straight on these things. Like she asked her that. She asked her about just insane things. And it was just the way that Jennifer does these things and tries to get questions out of her. Kim kind of let loose and kind of gave some answers because it was just so. Fun. It was like two friends.
It is. You could tell from the picture they had so much fun.
Okay, wait. What did she say in response to the Black China question?
She said, you know, if anyone ever was going to ask me this, I thought Dream is going to see this one day, so I think it's just best that I don't say anything about my niece's mother.
Respectful.
Oh,
wow, that
okay,
is very
Kim.
Respectful. Yeah.
I was like, go Kim. And then Jennifer was like, oh my gosh, I feel awful for asking some questions. Because Jennifer kept asking questions that had no, I guess, respect for children type of a thing. And so she's like, I just do not ever need to be a mom because Jennifer just... it was kind of funny. They were talking about how Jennifer went to Kim's house and there was like video footage of Jennifer and Chris like drunkenly dancing around. And like, I guess Jennifer went into Kim's closet and said, I want you to style me. And she's like, I want Kanye to style me. And then as Kanye was walking up the stairs, Kim walks in and Jennifer's like butt naked in the closet. And Kim's like, no, Kanye, don't go in there, don't go in there. It just sounded like, you guys have to watch it. It's hard
to recap it all,
but you guys have got to watch it. It's amazing.
This video.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the girls were on Ellen this week. We had Courtney, Kendall, and then Chris had an interview. And Ellen said to Chris, but you have lots of pregnant children right now. You do. You have a whole bunch of them. And Chris says, oh, here we go. I can feel where this is going. She's trying to trick me into confirming pregnancies. And that right there almost kind of like confirms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're tricking me to confirm
You're trying
pregnancies.
To trick me into confirm.
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal about the pregnancies. If it wasn't true, then they would have come out and said it's not true,
right?
So aren't we just assuming that it's true?
We are.
I don't think it's true.
Which one?
I don't think they're pregnant.
Neither?
Both of them?
Both of them.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes, I say it right now, today, mark my words.
But they are.
Chloe and Kylie are not pregnant. How do you know?
I just do.
You just do?
Dakota just knows.
I know for sure on one of
them.
Well,
I just know that they're not pregnant, you guys. You will see, and if I turn out to be mistaken, then just ignore everything I said today.
Hold on. So if Kylie's not pregnant, will you take in like I'm right and you're wrong? Will you take me to Nobu?
I'll take you to Nobu.
What?
I will take you to Nobu.
Are we like
coming either way?
Okay,
you got
hold
it.
Hold on.
Either way. You promise.
You know what? We're there, Shanti. We're going.
We're already there, so we win the bet either way.
Yeah. Right. But for real though, I'm starting to have my doubts on Chloe though. I really am. I really don't know if she is or
I'm
not.
A little iffy on Chloe. I feel like she was because I saw that photo of her in this black buttoned up type of thing.
Yeah.
And she was kind of showing
the
little
corset.
Bit.
Yes. Yeah.
The corset. So I was like, okay, she is pregnant. But then when I saw Halloween, I was like, I don't know. And then I had a dream, everybody.
Oh. I was in the dream, you guys. Hello.
Gemma was in there. It was the dream. Basically, long story short, Chloe had a miscarriage in my dream.
That's
so then
that's really
I'm
sad.
Like, maybe she's not, you know, because I still believe my dreams here
that's
and
so
there.
Do your dreams
though.
Come true, Howard?
Some of them they do.
I just want to know why I was
not
in the dream.
Of them, most of them.
I just had my purpose
weird.
In the dream.
That's all you heard about this whole thing, didn't you?
Genoa was just in the corner.
Like, just there for some reason.
She was probably celebrating her birthday.
She's been eating Nobu.
That's really sad, then. I really hope it's not true because that would break my heart. She's always wanted to be a mom. Oh,
She'll be a mom.
She will.
She's
yeah.
totally going to be a yeah. mom. There's not a doubt in my mind.
But then when I saw on Kylie's Snapchat today, Kylie and Chloe, Chloe was still wearing baggy clothes and all black. So I was like, oh, well, maybe she still is pregnant. So,
or maybe it's winter season and girls tend to get bigger during winter season. Yeah. So she gained a few pounds.
It's like sweatpants season. Like,
yeah.
True. You know what, though? I will talk about that. This happened today, so I didn't have a chance to send in the photos for this particular one. But what you're talking about, they were both in major sweats, like total mm-hmm. baggy sweats. And the paparazzi had taken some photos of Kylie where she appeared very large, like very large. And Kylie actually tweeted about it and was like, this is ridiculous, like this is obviously edited, look at the lines in the background, and like I guess the car lines in the background looked kind of like curved or something. So she's like, at least if you're gonna do it right. It was just like so mad, but it was almost reminding me of the way Kim got mad at those one photos that weren't flattering.
Oh yeah.
So she like was very intense about it. And then I saw the Snapchats, and they were basically in a like a convenience store, a 7-Eleven, and they had gotten like Funyuns and like all this junk food. And then they put like, oh, like this is actually what we're getting or something like that. And I'm like, pregnancy cravings. I wonder if that's what they're
thinking
getting.
Too.
Yeah,
it was a lot of junk food.
I read that there was like the lady that worked at the gas station where they were just tweeted and was like, I just served Kylie Jenner.
Really?
And then they like got in the car and left and had a little outing. I don't know where they were. Probably somewhere in Calabasas, but...
Interesting.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's so cool. Yeah, I mean, I love when they hang out. I think it's always fun to see photos of them because I feel like Kylie and Chloe really have a really neat bond. They just seem really close.
Yeah.
Well, it was Kylie and Travis Scott.
Oh.
No...
Well, the one that I'm referring to.
I know Chloe was there.
Sorry, there was a different time where, like, in the past week, Kylie and Travis Scott were driving around, and someone was, like, driving next to Kylie Jenner, and then they went into, like, I don't know, like, it was a convenience store or, like, a sandwich place situation, and the lady was like, I just made a sandwich for Kylie Jenner, and tweeted about it and, like, did a little quick video.
Interesting. I do feel like at least Kylie is pregnant, because I've seen, she just seems thicker. She does seem thicker.
I've definitely seen Kylie's pregnant.
And I've even seen like deleted Snapchats where she accidentally went a little too low and her belly looked a little bigger and she like deleted.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, I know she is. But Chloe, I'm starting to wonder.
Early on.
Interesting. Okay, next thing, Eunice was seen kissing Courtney with open eyes. And this may, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, this maybe was just this one time. Every single photo that I've seen them kissing, he always has open eyes. And
okay, what does
so
that mean? Ew. What does that mean if a guy kisses you with his eyes open?
That's like, not a good weird. Sign. That's not a good sign, you guys.
Okay.
You know how you said if they bring in their own meal, you're out? If a guy kisses you with open eyes,
he's out.
You better go. You better pick up your Chanel bag, your Chloe bag, and get the hell out.
Okay, but enough. Actually... My ex-boyfriend, like, there'd be some times where he'd have his eyes open, and he'd be like, I just want to look at you.
That's uncomfortable.
It's weird, but, like, it was kind of cute.
Get close to me for a second. Like,
if wait.
I'm not going to actually kiss you. But if we're like this,
I know.
Like, you're not even almost in focus.
But
we're
maybe
so
you're,
close.
Maybe you're just so sexy.
I get uncomfortable with eye contact.
Like,
just eye contact. Like, if I'm dating a guy and he's just looking at me, I just turn red and I turn my face. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
But did you ever open up your eyes and see?
Why did you open up your eyes?
I don't know.
So
I regret saying this.
Both of you guys just have your eyes open.
Yeah, I regret saying this.
So then, like, did you ever feel awkward? Like, maybe he had his eyes open looking at you while you had your eyes closed? And so
I don't think I looked into it that much. But
that's weird.
It'd be weird if he did it every time, which is what you're saying.
Which, the photos that I've seen, he always has his eyes open. And he's always like...
Maybe he's worried if somebody's watching, so
exactly.
He's keeping his eyes open, you
maybe.
Know?
Because in the next shot, he's looking at the paparazzi like, oh my God, so, I mean...
I don't know. Maybe don't he know. Just enjoys it. He wants to just keep staring at her. Mm-hmm.
I would want to stare at her for sure.
Take a picture.
She's very pretty.
Seriously.
And then the next photo we have, this is all the locations that Kylie is going to be opening up this month across the U.S. Topshop locations are going to be pop-ups in Topshop for Kylie Cosmetics.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited.
In the Kylie shop, yeah.
Nice.
She's going to have her makeup, her merch, all this cool stuff. And there's going to be one opening up in L.A., and I think we should go.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
is there going to be, like, a grand opening?
Probably, and it's probably going to be at the Grove when I'm...
Yeah.
We need an invite.
Yeah.
We need an invite.
We do.
We do.
And then the next photo we have is Kendall for her birthday bash alongside
so
Blake Griffin, and she slipped on her $10,000 Saint Laurent knee-high boots, and it's already a celebrity favorite because they've been worn by Celine Dion and Rihanna, to name two. What do you think of these boots?
I need
a closer look.
I can't imagine
they
being that rich. You know? I know what you just mean. Just slipping on your $10,000 boots. Just another day in the life of our Kardashian.
Right. But these are like, I guess, crystal studded, if you look closely. So they look pretty cool.
Here's my thoughts on Kendall's style. Like, I get that she's high fashion, and I think she's gorgeous. I think she's the most gorgeous of the bunch. I don't really get her style, but she can pull off anything.
Look at those abs.
Yeah, it's like, even if I don't really like it and I would never wear it and I don't think it's that cute, she can pretty much wear anything and still look good, in my opinion.
I feel like she should have done a little bit more flashier, though,
for her birthday. Was that her outfit for her birthday?
Yeah, that was for the birthday party. So I'm like, that's a cute outfit, but that's like cute that for the concert. That is not cute. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, for the
concert. Like, concert, you know. I agree, absolutely.
Not for your birthday party. You or need if to I'm going
to run some errands, I would not not wear it like CVS outfit. Yeah, CVS outfit.
CVS outfit with $10,000 boots? Okay, you know. Okay.
That's just cute for like the concert. Like, hey, you know, I'm just walking around and day after Vegas. And
a bun, minimal makeup.
Exactly.
Crop top that looks like she got it from, I don't know.
I was partying last night. Let me throw on some clothes real quick and go get my, you know, hangover drink.
She spent all the money on the boots for this outfit, so she had.
She has a lot of money.
So much money.
And really quick before we start recapping the episode, I did want to say that Lamar Odom recently was seen collapsed at a club, and he might have been drinking or on drugs, and he collapsed. So we don't know much about it, what happened, but we're praying that he's all right, and hopefully he gets the help he needs because he keeps having this battle.
It's so sad. It's really so sad. Addiction is a real problem.
It is.
And it's also sad for me when those things happen where he was hospitalized for so long and in a coma. And then his friend died, and then I think he had another friend that died due to addiction. It's like, I feel like it's just the universe telling you over and over.
I agree.
Like, this is your last chance or another chance. And it's just, it's so many signs to me. So I just hope that he can get it together because
I think he needs to stay in rehab or something. I don't have an addiction problem, so I can't talk for him. I'm pretty sure it's a lot difficult, you know, I'm not in his shoes to judge him. But as you said, he's been in this situation multiple times. Yeah. And it gets to a point where it's like, dude, like, can you learn a lesson from all of this?
A lot of people don't think it's possible, but if you just look at my girl Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Check out her documentary. She literally It was a really good documentary. And she came out on the other side. She's stronger and she's amazing. And I think that anyone is able to do that. And she's a prime example. Love you, Demi.
A lot of
Demi's number one.
Number one fan.
I mean, it was good, but okay, all right.
I love her so much. Anyway, let's get into this episode because I could talk about Demi all day. So Jonathan is this food guy.
So funny,
right?
I just tweeted him.
What did you say?
I said there is nothing more that I want. There is nothing that I want to do more than eat with you, basically.
I want to eat with him, too.
Like, I love food, and I feel like me and him connect on that level, and all I want to do is just go to delicious restaurants and eat.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
Tweet her back, please.
Please tweet me back.
I agree with you, though. He's like the food connoisseur, and I'm obsessed. But Kim is not having it. She's like, I'm going to hire this girl, Melissa, who's a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. She's going to whip me into shape. Kim's wanting this crazy diet. And then Jonathan kind of feeling left out. He's like, this is our thing, we eat. And so then they have their last supper with the food god.
So funny.
And they hit up two pizza places and an ice cream truck.
Oh my gosh. They had
the time of their lives.
I'm saying. That seems like me and my friends, though. Like, I feel like we do stuff like that. Like, oh, you know, I want to eat something, so we'll go to one place. It's like, you know what?
I don't like
it. I want to go, I'm not really feeling this right now. Can we go somewhere else? Okay. Then, oh, we need something sweet. All right. Well, I need a drink. Okay.
I want to do something like this. Like, let's go on like a food adventure.
How about this? Instead of me taking you to Nobu, I'll just do that.
Do what?
It'll be a lot cheaper.
I want to go to Nobu.
We'll go to like a pizza store.
No, we already pinky promised.
Okay, I have a question though.
Yeah.
That Kim is so obsessed with getting in shape. Which, by the way, she's already in shape.
She looks so good.
That's my question. If she looks so good, I don't think that she can look any better. I don't want her to lose any weight. I don't want her body to change. I think she's perfect the way that she is.
I agree. I think what she's aiming for was to get abs. Like, she wants to be ripped. Mm-hmm. And, I mean,
she just wants abs. Yeah.
She does want abs. And that's a struggle that I deal with all the time. But I love food too much.
But I did love how she was saying, you know what? That's something I've always wanted. That's a goal of mine. So I'd like to at least have abs. I'm not looking to be this crazy bodybuilder. I just want nice abs. And I'm like, girl, I feel ya. I want I want nice abs.
Abs are made in the kitchen. I hate when people say that.
They said abs
in the kitchen.
Abs are made in the kitchen. It's all about what you eat.
Oh, I was like, what?
Okay, yeah, you guys and notice it. If you eat well for two to three days, like your stomach gets flatter.
When you eat proper for like two to three days,
you can notice your stomach getting flatter.
Okay. Well, tomorrow is my day. I'm starting. It's going to happen.
I don't know if I can do that. I'm just waiting on more cakes. Every time I say I'm going to start, a new cake pops up.
Dakota, you're tiny. You don't need to go on a diet.
But I need to. I lost the weight, and then now it's starting.
You
to
need
come
to
back.
Go to the gym to and just eat protein, not lose weight. Okay. Like you really don't need bulk to lose. Up, weight. You look Dakota. Good, Dakota.
Thank
you look
you. Great.
Thank you.
You look
but
really
you just
good.
Want to bulk? I understand you.
Thank you. Yeah, I do need.
I support you with whatever your fitness goals are.
Thank you. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Councilor Genois.
But let's talk about Scott. I know we have to. We're going to keep it short because it's always the same story. It's the sob story, the victimized story. Anyway. Scott's parading around Bella Thorne, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's saying that they look desperate, and he purposely used her at the airport to get paparazzi attention. He even admitted that. It's crazy. I'm just like, okay, I'm kind of over this. But Kim tries to talk. Wait, was it Kim that tried to talk to him?
Yeah, she went to his house. She's such a good listener, by the way.
This is the second time she's been to his house recently.
Yeah, this time. She was fully clothed.
She had
last
a time.
I know, yeah, I know. True.
Yeah, but that whole thing was kind of crazy. And he's like, no, I totally understand. I understand. I'm like, no, you don't. Because if you did, you'd stop this mess like 10 years ago.
Mm. Why are we babysitting Scott? Every episode, why do we keep babysitting him? Like, tiptoeing around his feelings and what he thinks and his opinions. It's like, why do we care?
And he says that he's not happy with anyone. He's like, Courtney was on the trip with Eunice like the entire time, and then now I was all jumping around different girls, like no one makes me happy. I'm sure Bella is sitting at home like,
that was so rude. Yeah. If I heard that, I'm done at that point. No, I'm joking.
Getting, a purse, Chanel purse, and
no, but the thing is, why is he looking for happiness with somebody else? Like, he needs to be confident and just happy with himself. He needs to learn how to love himself even more before he can even be in a relationship. Preaching hard today.
Thank you.
Yay.
For real though, I totally agree with you. It's about time.
That was good. Thank you. Thank you, Brianna.
Do we feel sorry for Scott? Because he did say in the he did say in this episode, he was like, well, in case another guy comes, he'll be the Scott and you won't really need me. And
it's like, hopefully.
No, that's just him like feeling bad for himself.
Yeah, that's just him being the victim again.
That's just being like, oh, poor me.
Yeah, that's him. That's him treating everyone like crap, and then him being the victim again.
But what if it was like that? Like, Courtney actually got serious. Like, she took it to another level with the new boyfriend,
Eunice.
The new boyfriend, Eunice, and she was like, okay, like, we don't really need Scott's character. We have Eunice here. I don't really need him to poke in, poke out. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
He's the father of the children. Right. So he's always going to be around. Go anywhere.
He'll always be there.
But maybe he won't be on the show.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I don't know if he's seeking attention. He could do his own thing. He doesn't need to be on the show. I mean, he's not really adding much, no offense.
I mean,
was that mean? There was like a moment of silence.
That was like, oh, shoot. No, but I totally agree with you. I actually do really love Scott, but I just think this whole thing. I do. Like,
Dakota likes everyone.
No, here's the thing. I do like him. Not right now.
Yeah.
But there is a part in him that I know is good. But just not recently.
He just needs help. He just needs help.
A lot of help.
Yeah.
So right now, he's on my...
Shanti's
like, okay, Dakota. But let's talk about Eunice for a second, because he isn't her boyfriend, which is something we all figured that they were boyfriend-girlfriend at this point.
She could just be having fun.
She's just having fun, but I think it's a little more serious now since they filmed this.
Mm. I wrote that down, too. Like, I think that it used to be kind of more flingy, but now I feel like in current time, it seems to be way more relationship.
It seemed a little aggressive, though, the way that it started. Like, he grabbed her hand, didn't even know her, and was like, it's 5 a.m., we're going. What did that mean?
I know.
Does that mean I'm taking you home because you're drunk, or does that mean it's 5 a.m., we're going, I'm going to, like, smash?
I think when she gave him the in to, like, start talking to her, he was like, he took it. Right?
Why would he lose that chance?
Exactly.
I mean, it's, you know, Courtney.
Yeah, like, nobody's going to say no to that.
And the thing is, when you're Courtney, or you're a woman that gets a lot of attention and you're in the public eye, the man kind of needs to be aggressive to get the woman, or else it's not going to work, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't just be super chill because there's so many guys after Courtney. You need put your foot down.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Leg out.
Yeah. I like that. You know, do you like that, Shanti?
Aggressiveness, yes.
Yes, absolutely. See, guys, take notes.
Y'all are crazy. I'm over here like, I'm the nice guy, you know.
Nice does not work, honey. No. Let me tell you.
She's last.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to be a douchebag.
Kind of.
Basically.
That's so sad.
Just a little bit.
Like, I'm over here trying to give the world to, like, whoever I want to be with.
Oh, that's so cute. It's good, but in the right time. At the beginning, you gotta...
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I was like, that's the world so cute, but that's not going to work, honey.
There's a time and place.
Exactly.
Except when you're, like, 35 years old and single, then you want the nice guy.
I mean, there's a time and a place to be... aggressive and
okay.
In charge.
Because don't listen to these girls. You be you. Aww. You be sweet. Do not be a douchebag because that is terrible advice.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
also,
it.
Also, can anybody imagine Dakota being a douchebag?
I can't.
He's the nicest person on human earth.
You guys.
Earth.
Oh, we just hit your phones. Nice, huh?
That's so sweet, though. No, but that's really sweet. You guys, I love you. But did you kind of think it was interesting that apparently he was the translator in Paris when Kim got robbed? Did you hear that part?
Yeah.
That's kind of hot. He's multilingual. What's wrong with
that? Bilingual.
Maybe he speaks a third language.
Multilingual.
How do you know?
He's French.
Why are you making fun of me?
Well, I was just like, I've never heard multilingual.
It's because when you speak more than two, what are you going to say? Trilingual?
Maybe.
Maybe he speaks four. Multi. Just make it multilingual. Okay?
That makes sense. Okay, I get it.
Okay.
Duh.
We're learning a lot tonight on this show.
We are learning a lot.
About each other.
They probably became way closer when that happened. Yeah. And he translated. Yeah. Don't you think? Because that's probably like a really traumatic experience. And then him going through it with her and helping her through it was probably brought them together.
I do like him, though, because I feel like he's not trying to demand the spotlight. Like, he's very self-conscious, like, when the paparazzi is around. And then, like, even last week, wasn't he in the episode for, like, a little bit? And he just had his back turned to the camera, like, trying not to be shown in too many shots. Like, he seemed very... At the club. At the club when they were all partying and stuff.
Remember when she first went,
In Can.
Okay, so I asked this to Howard last week, and I'm going to ask it to you guys. Do you think that he is using her?
No. Well.
Oh, maybe. It's too soon to find out.
I mean, the way that he's acting is not like he's trying to be in the spotlight and get a lot from them, but maybe he's just.
Maybe he's shy.
Maybe he's just wanting
to. Or maybe they don't want him to be in the spotlight. What does he do? He's a model. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, models don't make that much money. No. Modeling is a great career. But they don't make that much money. And, I mean, Courtney is like an instant boost to his life. So I would watch out. I mean, he probably has good intentions, but I wouldn't trust him right away.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I think he's using her.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Even though he's not parading her around? It seems like, if anything, she's more like now like kissing him in public, and he seems a little bit more reserved and uncomfortable.
He's not used to the spotlight. That's probably
why. Okay, here's
the thing.
We're only going to see him when he's with her.
Yeah.
It's not like when he goes and gets some ice cream, we're going to get that in the press.
Exactly.
We're only going to see him when he's with her. So how do you know that he's not?
I don't know.
Using her.
If it were the other way around, though, and he was, like, trying to really be in the spotlight and parade around and, like, grab her and, like, kiss her in photos and the paparazzi was, like, nearby, would you think he was using her a little bit more then?
I don't know. I'm just that, pessimistic person where I always look at the worst in people in this situation, especially because they're so famous and he's so not famous and he's so young and she's a lot older than him. Like, it's just, it's not reality unless you are in this.
And then she has kids as well. Like, is he up for it? If he's serious, is he up to like help her with the kids? I don't know.
He's
time
24.
Will tell. He's so young.
I mean, isn't she 38? Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. That's another thing. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking a little bit more along your lines now. I didn't really think of it like that, though.
It's so easy to use someone in that situation. And it's a come up, basically. Unfortunately, it's sad, but that's how people work in the celebrity world.
Yeah.
And it's sad. But I think a lot of people use other people for fame and just to get ahead, basically. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me if a 24-year-old is dating a 38-year-old because she's Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
Right.
Because would he date her if she wasn't Kourtney Kardashian?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if she didn't have the fame and the money, that would be a different story.
I think he still might. No. Even if she wasn't, because she's still very, if she's, you know, still very pretty and, you know.
No, it doesn't mean that he doesn't like her. Yeah. Doesn't mean that he's not into it. It's just, like, there's probably some ulterior motives.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
I want to see the best in him because he seems nice, but I feel like your mentality, and that's fine because it might keep you out of bad situations, but it might, is your mentality more like guilty until proven innocent?
In these sort of situations, yes.
Okay.
And I feel like if you were Kourtney or one of the Kardashians, you would have to have that mentality because it's so hard to trust people and bring them into your inner circle because everybody wants to get in their inner circle. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel like if this was an older man dating a younger woman, would you automatically be like, it's money, it's all about money and fame?
Yeah.
Whereas a woman dating a younger man, like, you're more thinking along the lines of if it's an actual relationship?
Maybe, because Scott's doing the exact same thing. He's like 30-something dating Bella and Sophia, who are both 19, and we think, oh, okay, well, that's just...
I would feel the same about both situations. I mean, you see a lot of women that are super young dating these really old guys just because they're super rich, something's wrong over there, honestly.
Yeah.
So you think it's a switch situation where now it's like the girl dating a younger guy?
Yeah, okay. Basically.
Interesting. Well, we shall see. Time will tell.
Mm.
Because the Kardashians just signed a 5-year contract with E! Again for $150 million dollars to do the show for at least another 5 years.
And oh, I'm my really goodness.
Yeah.
I was, so you go, Kardashians, for another 5 years, you guys.
You got us.
We're here.
I said that to Shanti. I was like, I was sitting at home, and I couldn't even, like, think about $150 million. Like, what would I do with that? $150 million?
I would honestly put it in savings. I would buy myself.
Do they donate to charity?
They do.
They probably do. Yeah,
they donated a bunch of money to the Hurricane Relief Fund.
That's cool.
And then Kylie did the whole, like, smile train thing.
Oh, they do a bunch of charity.
Yeah.
They
do.
Oh, 150.
150. Man, I'd honestly live on that for the rest of my life. I wouldn't have to make a single penny more, and I could be living comfortable for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
We'd be all over the place.
You never know. Some people, human beings are greedy. You always want more. When you have that $150 million, all right, what can I do to get another $150 in?
That's true.
I mean, I'd probably be fine for a while. I'd just be living my life. I'd have a good time.
I'd be fine with just $50,000.
I just need $500, really. That's all I need over here.
I mean, if I can get $20.
$20.
$20 is $20, you guys.
I'll take you to Nobu.
Thanks,
I'll take
girl. You to Nobu. Thanks. Okay, but let's talk about this. Scott says the whole, he would artificially inseminate our girl Kourtney. That was
odd. That was really weird.
And Malika, I love you, girl, but why did you have to bring that up? Like, we're trying to reintroduce Scott back into the circle in, like, a mature environment, and you had to go get so deep, and Scott leaves, and she's like, I'm sorry, did I make that awkward? And it's like, yes, Malika, you did.
That was weird, and she was, that whole situation was weird.
Yeah. Mm. I thought it was out of place. Doing?
Yeah.
It was weird. It was very odd.
Awkward.
But then the whole family decides they're gonna go to Cleveland. Because they're going to go support Tristan. They want to see what Khloé's lifestyle is out there. Mm-hmm. So then they have this big party at the house. Khloé's family's there. And then Tristan's mom and the brothers are there.
Yeah.
The brothers, did you notice, were not shown on camera?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, yeah. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they weren't there.
They probably don't want to be on camera, you know. Yeah. It's still that bad thing about the Kardashians on camera.
Bad juju.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
They don't want to change their, you know, it's a lot that goes with it.
Yeah, so. I get that.
Or do you think it's more than, like, okay, yeah, there's the curse, supposedly, but do you think that it's more like a reputation thing for them?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think so, too.
I was disappointed in Corey Gamble, though, for telling them, do not go to the game. Do not! ! It's like, mind your business, Corey.
But why? He's telling her straight up the truth and how he feels. Like, why can't he say that?
Well, I know, but why, though? Like, they should be able to live their lives and have fun and go support their you know, future maybe son-in-law, like brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. I think that the Kardashians like have an era or aura about them when they go to places. So, for example, to Cleveland, to the game, like people are gonna be haters. People are just haters in general. So, mm-hmm. I think it's just kind of to avoid that. But
I
understand
them from living their regular life.
Right.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to Kardashian Corner here, because we got something to say about this.
Ooh.
Okay. So, do you agree with Rob and Corey basically saying, don't go, it's bad juju, leave them alone? Or do you believe in Khloé on living your best life and not letting the fame, paparazzi, and everyone else get in the way of you living your life and having a good time to support your family? Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
3, 2, 1... Wait,
I chose Rob.
What?
What?
Get out of here.
Hey, Rob.
I was thinking Rob, too.
See, I would chose Rob because...
We don't have pictures of Rob, obviously.
We don't. Yeah.
Because honestly, he's not around much for me to have to spend money that way.
Rob, because, I mean, he's right. Just he that curse right. there. And then they'll probably get all this backlash just for no odd reason. I mean, it sucks that they just want to enjoy the game, but... They're right. I mean, the sports community is so diehard. They're like any little thing over that it. Throws off their team, they are going for it. And unfortunately, it's the Kardashians. They just
But Khloe is dating a basketball player, so
she's not allowed to be at the games.
It's a big part of her life.
Sometimes I'm not into sports. I feel like a lot of sports people are just kind of like, I don't know. They're so intense. They're it's very like I get intense. It, but at the same time, like
they're competitive.
Yeah,
I don't know. Not into it. But I was so funny watching Chris, like, drill Tristan.
Chris
with all
was
these
so funny. She was, like, my favorite. She's so cute.
I know. And speaking of that, do you guys agree with Chris? Do you think that she should ask those questions and get to know her future son-in-law, maybe? Or do you agree with Khloe thinking, you know, she should just mind her business and not ask so many questions?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Really?
Oh.
No. I chose Khloe.
Hey.
Why did you choose Khloe? Yeah.
She needs to mind her business. She doesn't need to be asking right then and there. You save that for family time at the dinner table.
This is
family time at the dinner table.
His mother was there. The brothers were in the corner. The friends were there.
What friends?
Tristan's two friends, Simon and the other one. I'm like, you don't ask all that right then and there. Like, Khloe's just trying to have a nice, cool, go-with-the-flow type of night. You up here, oh, so you get sores? Oh, well, did you do this? Oh, well, did you know that I can do this business deal? Like, no, Mama Chris, I love you. But you do this at the Calabasas home. I don't do this in Cleveland.
I feel like I'll be that kind of mother, honestly. I'm that kind of sister, too. If my sisters are dating somebody, I'm asking 101 questions because I care. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if they're dating the right person.
I say ask the questions. But ask him in yo home.
Well, here's the thing. But Tristan doesn't get to go to L.A.
Yeah.
So this was the time and the place. And not only that, but you're right, though. If my family member, like my sister has a boyfriend, and I want to know, you know, I recently went back home for Halloween. I want to get to know more about him. I want to hang out with him while he's with my sister. Because guess what? I want to be there. And I don't want to be like the standoffish brother who's
absolutely.
Like, you know, and then later on, if they ever get married or something, me be like, oh, well, I should have been there and like got to know them. You know, I don't want to be like an outsider. I want to support my family.
And it's and a mother, which is,
questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Asking all
them
questions.
They weren't that deep of questions. It was like, do you get sore when you work out? It wasn't like, how many children do you want? Are you going to be a good husband to my baby?
The only question I didn't like necessarily was the fact that she put him on the spot in front of everyone by saying, do you want to sit the game or not? No pressure. Just answer honestly. They're all staring at him. They're all in Cleveland. Of course he's going to have to say yes if you go to the game.
I wish he would have said no.
I know.
And juicy.
He just looked so uncomfortable. I was just like, Mama Chris, why? Like, I understand, but I just feel like she should have waited. Like, there should have been a time. Like, this should have been fun questions. Like, oh, well, how long do you think you're going to be here? Or, you know.
That's so surface.
Yeah. Howard. Get deep, Howard.
No, not at the dinner.
Yes.
Chloe's just trying
They've
to
been
make
dating
this
long night. Enough that they can talk like
not
that.
Not only that, but allegedly, you know, he has put a baby in her. Like.
Daughters. Yeah. He put a baby in her.
He did.
That's what you said.
He put a baby in her, you guys. But they had an amazing night, and it seemed like they had a blast at the game. They were, like, laughing, and I'm like, I wish that I would have been at that game.
Mm-hmm.
Too fun.
Always.
That was fun.
It's always a blast with KJ.
I know. Chris is, like, so amazing.
Look how your face lights up when
I know.
You talk.
The food with John and KJ is all I need in my life.
I was really jealous of Jennifer Lawrence, though, in that video where they had wine and she was, like, throwing her leg and, like, dancing with Chris, like, with a glass of wine. I'm like, goals.
They all love each other. Yeah. I want to be, like, a fly on the wall in that situation.
Exactly.
You know?
I know. I love it. I love them, you guys. I just do. They're amazing.
We know Dakota.
Yeah, we really know Dakota.
You're like, okay, we get it, Dakota. But you guys, thank you so much for joining us. Any last thoughts? Are you guys excited for next week?
So excited.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited.
You guys might miss me next week, but I do have an interesting segment for Beauty Breakdown. So
stay
tuned. Right. Gimma's going to teach us how to be beautiful.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Yeah, you're beautiful, too.
Aww, thanks,
guys. And Howard, you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
And you're beautiful, too, Dakota.
Thanks.
Were you fishing for compliments there?
No.
This was so fun, you guys. It really was.
Yeah, it was last
time
year.
Passed by so fast.
It has. But you guys, in the meantime, keep up with all of us on social media. Where can everyone find you?
Twitter at Shanti Christina or Instagram at Shanti _ Christina.
And for more beauty blogs and vlogs and all these fun stuff, you guys can check out my blog at shadesofglam.com.
You can follow me on Instagram at Howard the Third. That's Howard the 3RD.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones and my show Millennial Hollywood on Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I've got a new segment coming out called Top 5 Millennial Moments of the Week. So make sure you check that out. In the meantime, we will see you guys next week. We will keep up with you later. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.